That is my one and only horn, believe it or not. I played regular trumpet for many, many years before switching to the pocket trumpet, which I'm really happy about.
Why did you switch?
Believe it or not, it was a medical reason. I'm only about 5 feet tall, so my hands are very tiny, and the trumpet is a very heavy instrument. And I had a trumpet teacher at that time, a wonderful guy named Alan Colin. And he said, Janetta, let's try the pocket trumpet. Because a doctor said, well, you're going to have to stop playing. And I said, oh, that's never going to happen.
Any chance it turned out to be sort of a blessing in disguise, and maybe that you like the tone of that horn better than the regular size trumpet?
It's a blessing in disguise because of the travel. When I travel, it's so much smaller. It's in a beautiful bag, like a no one knows what it is, so I can kind of just come to any sort of a session or any. It is a blessing in disguise, yes. The tone, it took me 6 months of constant practicing to get that tone. Beautiful, because the intonation with the pocket horn is much more difficult to get perfect, because I believe the piping, it's kind of all jammed much closer together.
Was there any special technique you used to become more of a master on the pocket trumpet, or was it just practice, practice, practice?
Yeah, it was just blowing air through the horn and getting my body and the air. It's a different blow, John. It's almost the same amount of piping, but it's all sort of jammed into a much shorter horn. It's a teeny little thing. It's so pretty. And in order to get that beautiful big sound, I just had to practice, 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 and get my wind and airflow accustomed to that particular, I guess, compression. It was a little more, a little tougher, yeah, but just practice, practice, practice.
There's a different energy to this album. You seem to let go a little bit more on this album. Am I hearing that right?
Yeah, it seemed a little more upbeat. Yeah, I don't know. I guess just because we were having a great time. And again, it was another just 4 hour kind of what I call a live session. And the guys were great.
Well, so, and it seemed like you were stretching out more on this album as well. Not just the energy, but the guys were stretching out. You were stretching out a little bit more as well.
That's true. The guys took a couple of long solos. I tried to play a little more because I did a festival down in Jamaica in June. And I remember the promoter saying, you know, it was jam-packed, a great festival. And the promoter said, Janetta, people want to hear you more, you know, because I give my guys a lot of room. So I said, you know what, I'm going to start playing a little longer solos.
Well, there's another trumpeter that you covered on here, the great Lee Morgan song, Sidewinder. There's a guy who had so much soul in what he was doing, and especially on this song and then and the album he recorded back in the 1960s, the classic Sidewinder. You recorded that song. Why?
Well, first of all, because that's my pop's favorite tune.
Really?
Yeah, and I'll tell you, when I recorded it, I said, I got a lot of nerve, man. Listen, when I did that record, I was like, dang, do I really want to do this? But I was propped up by such phenomenal guys, and I didn't try to do it like Lee Morgan, you know, because I can't play like any of those guys. I'm a much more sedate player. I try to consider myself the Chet Baker, even though I'm not even near his caliber, because he was a very underrated, and all the bop guys would kind of sort of shun him because he didn't play all those notes, you know what I mean? But he was such a pretty player, and he also sang, so he's one of my other guys. But anyway, I consider myself sort of just a player, but to tackle Lee Morgan. But the beautiful thing that someone said was, you didn't even try to do it like the original. And I said, I wouldn't even dare. So I sped it up because I said, let's swing this bad boy a little faster.
We're listening to music from the new album, Little Bighorn. Our guest is Janetta M. You just returned not too long ago from, I don't know if it was a big tour, a short tour through Mexico. When you go to different parts of the country, when you go to different countries themselves, do you consciously try to absorb some of the cultures, some of the music of that, of those countries, of those areas, and put that into your music?
I do, because it's unconscious, and it's just, it's kind of is by osmosis, you know? I am so blessed to use guys from every single country that I go towards. I mean, I have a smoking band in Mexico, a smoking band in Beirut. I got a killing band in Kingston, Jamaica. I got a smoking band all over the world. I'm very blessed to have.
So your sound does change a little bit depending on what country you might be in.
Exactly. It has a different groove and a different rhythm.
We love the taste of your brand new album. It's called Little Bighorn. Janetta M is who you've been listening to. One more song before I let you go, which is actually two songs. You decided you needed two versions of You Don't Know What Love Is on this album. Why two versions?
Well, because, first of all, I got to mention the players real quick. John Davis, the keyboard player, did such a smoking solo on the first version that I said, I got to keep this bad boy in. And also, we are on the Grammy ballot in 10 spots. We got 10 spots, the nominations. So that's why I did two, because the first take was so phenomenal. But believe it or not, I flubbed part of the lyrics. I mean, it's still beautiful, but in my head, I said, oh, doggone it, I didn't get that perfect. So we did it again. And I said, I can't possibly cut out those solos from the guys. So I said, let me just put it in as an alternate take. So that first solo by John Davis on piano was on the Grammy ballot for Best Jazz Instrumentalist, as were many others of us. John Davis on piano, the fabulous Danny Walsh on tenor saxophone, and at the beginning of Yesterday, that beautiful Beatles rendition, that solo was also on the Grammy ballot. Tom Badmother Hubbard on bass, phenomenal player. And then Eric Halverson on drums. So all of these guys, plus myself, got on the Grammy ballot in many categories for Best Jazz Instrumental Soloist.
Well, her name is Janetta M. The album is Little Bighorn. Thank you so much for your time. It's nice to get to talk to you again, Janetta, and congratulations on the album.
Thank you so much for your continuing support. Thank you.
till you've learned the meaning of the blues. Until you've lost a love you cannot lose. You don't know when love is. You don't know how lips hurt until you've kissed and had to pay the cost. Until you've flipped your heart and you have lost. You don't know what love is. Do you know how a lost heart feels? The pain of remuneration. And lips that taste of the tears, they lose their taste for kissing. You don't know how hearts burn for a love that cannot live yet never dies. Until you face each dawn with sleepless eyes. Whoa, you don't know, baby, what love is. Yeah, baby, you don't know. show you.